We need to have a, we need to talk about how you treat me. What do I mean? I mean how you act around me, how you talk to me. No, I can't give you an example. I can't point out to something and say, yes, on the date of August the 25th, you said X. It's not what you say. It's the way you say it. The way you look at me when you say it. What it does to me when you say it. You don't know what I'm talking about. See, that's the thing. I think you do. I think you know. And I think you do it on purpose. I mean, there's a possibility that I'm reading into things, that every signal I think you're sending, I'm imagining. I mean, I am ridiculously bad at reading people. I am the most awkward girl. But you're not like that. You're good at reading people. You pick up on things, subtle things. When someone is sad, when someone is seething, when someone is into you, you have to know what you do to me. Even if you didn't mean it in that way, you would have seen the way I took it. You would have understood. And then you would have done something about it. Would have told me you didn't mean it that way, or you would have kissed me if you did. But instead, this just keeps going. So it has to be on purpose. When you look at me across the room, when you giggle and whisper in my ear, flirting with me, teasing me. That's it, isn't it? You like getting me worked up, like getting me flustered. I mean, it's okay, because I like getting flustered. I like the way you fluster me. I like playing this game with you, this little dance right up to the edge of the line and wondering, when is she going to cross it? When is this sexy, gorgeous, funny, charming, quick-witted, glamorous lesbian goddess going to finally make a move on the try, frumpy, messy, tiny little angry dyke that mumbles and stares her feet at the time and practically melts when someone like you so much as looks at her? Maybe you only flirt with me because you know I'm safe to flirt with. Because you know nothing will ever come of it. And you'll never get serious. And then you'll never have to get invested in me. Never have to worry about me, hope for me, root for me. Never risk getting your heart broken or mine. Never risk sharing the pain or sharing yours with me. And look, I like the game. I do. I like the nervous rush. I like the nervous flutter. The red flush. I like being played with. I like the way you play with me, but I can't take it anymore if that's all it's ever going to be. I get this feeling that if I were someone else you were playing with, maybe anybody else who wasn't me, it wouldn't be a game anymore. If it was someone you actually cared about, or if it was someone you actually wanted. Hey, what are you... No! No! You don't get to kiss me! It's really shitty, you know? You know how hard it is for me to say anything to anybody. You knew I've been waiting for you to say something, do something, and you could have done that any time, but you wait until now, after you've made me miserable? That's when you finally stop torturing me? No. After all of that, you don't get to kiss me. I get to kiss you. Yeah, let's get you back up against the wall. You've been playing with me all this time, so now I'm going to play with you. You've been playing with fire, honey. It's always the quiet ones you gotta look out for. And I don't play fair. I play rough. I play mean. And I'm pretty sure that's the way you like it, isn't it? The way you're trembling, I know the answer is yes, but I need to hear you say it, okay? You need to talk to me. Good girl. Good girl. Do you have a safe word, baby? Hmm? You have two? Mm-hmm. Tell me what they are and what they mean. Okay. And that's for when things are a little too heavy. You want to keep going, but you want to dial it down. Got it. What's the other one? And that's the hard stop. Great. Those are easy to remember. Now, is there anything you're not into? Gotcha. I can work with that. Anything else? Now let's get the shirt off of you. And your bra. Now let's get this shirt off of you. And your bra. A.S. fucking P. Oh, yes. I am all about the boobs, baby girl. You know it. That's why God made me so short. She did it so that I only have to come up to the titties on most girls. Because she is all-knowing. She knew. This is my happy place. I don't get to go on many roller coasters. But I can stand here and kiss. And lick. And suck. On these beautiful breasts. But you knew that, didn't you? I seen you undo a couple of extra buttons when you thought I wasn't looking. Or the time in the car when we were all piled in and you sat in my lap. Made me so red in the face. Made me so red in the face. Practically had them right against my cheek. I swear to God, honey, if you had popped them out and put them in my mouth, I would have sucked on them right then and there in front of everybody. I would have been utterly shameless for you. And that's the power you had over me. The power you've always had over me, and you knew it. I'm really pissed at you. I mean, I'm really happy right now, especially right now. I wanted this for so long. Wanted you for so long, but I am still really pissed that you made me take charge. Made me be brave and come out and say it, because you know that's not my thing. But now, the tables have turned, huh? Now you're under my spell. I kind of like that. You like it too. I can tell from how hard your nipples are. I can tell from the way you're breathing, the way you're moaning. I can tell by... I can tell from the way that you look at me in your eyes. I don't want to have to keep looking up at you, though. I mean, I'm the top here, right? You should be looking up at me, groveling for me. That's right, baby. Slide down to the floor. All the way so that you're sitting on your ass. Spread those legs for your miss. Oh, you want to spread your legs for daddy instead? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can call me daddy. I'm flexible. Spread those legs for daddy then. Good girl. Let me touch those lips of yours. Touch those soft lips. Trace them with my thumb. Fuck. I love kissing those lips. Kissing that mouth. It's as good as I ever wanted it to be. Better. But I bet that hot mouth is good for other things. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there. Let me get my fingers in your hair. Oh. That's so good. I've wanted to touch this hair for so long. Gently, gently. And also not gently. Is this okay? Great. Yeah. Yeah, all this hair makes it easy to move your face where I want it. And you know where I want it, same place you want it. Right here. Right between my legs. Daddy has what you want. Come and get it. Mm. Hey, did I say you could take off my pants? Naughty girl, greedy girl. My pants stay on for now. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it, baby. But you're gonna work for it first. Just do it over my jeans while I pull you by the hair. Just get your mouth all over my pussy through my jeans. Show me how much you want it. Yeah, baby, that's it. Rub your fucking face in it. I want so much of your spit on the crotch of my jeans that it dissolves. I want your face so deep between my thighs you can taste my pussy through the fabric. That's a good girl. Fucking ruin my $20 jeans with your hot mouth. What? Yes. Yes, they were 20. Yes, I know they're nice jeans. They would have been 50, but I had a coupon. And I had bonus points, so I got an extra $10 off the top of the coupon. You know, what I'm hearing is that you really don't want daddy's pussy, because if you wanted it, if you really wanted it, that would be all you could fucking think about. Not my fucking JC fucking penny rewards points. I'm gonna have to teach you to pay attention. Teach you not to let yourself get distracted. Crawl over to the couch and let's get your pants off, baby. Panties too. God, this has gotten you all hot and bothered, hasn't it? Good. Now you know what it's like. Now you know what you've been doing to me all this time. Oh, I know where you want me to touch you. Where you need me to touch you. You're aching for it. You just go ahead and ache for a little while. You've made me ache long enough. Climb up on the couch, bend over. Give me that ass, honey. Oh, yeah, you're a cheeky girl. It's cheeky. Anyway. Hey, you haven't had any, like, cabbage or anything today, have you? I'm asking because sometimes you get kind of gassy. No, I mean, I don't mind you getting gassy. I mean, I'm obviously going to mind if it happens while I'm eating your ass. No cabbage. Okay, so, you had someone play with your butt before? What are you giggling for? It's a yes or no question. Oh, I'll find out soon enough. I'll teach you to sass with me. Okay, let's see what you got in there. Holy fuck. You're wearing a plug. Oh, honey, are you an ass slut? I'm all about those boobs, but you're all about that ass. Take it out for me. Take it out for Daddy so she can eat your ass for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When did you put this in, baby? When I told you I was coming over? Had it in the whole time. Filling up your tight little asshole. Filling you up while you were thinking of me. If I knew this is what you wanted, Daddy would have brought her strap. No, it's okay. Something for next time. I got fingers. You want these fingers in your greedy little ass, baby? Then get them wet. Yeah. Just take all of them in your mouth, my whole fucking hand in your hot mouth. Drool for me, you gorgeous goddess. Holy wow. Wow, this is real. This is really happening. The girl of my dreams is naked on all fours, practically deep-throating my fingers and begging me to violate her ass. How is this my life? I must have been a fucking saint and the last one to deserve this. God, you really drenched them. They're gonna slip right the heck in there. Let's start with one. Oh my gosh, you just fucking swallowed that, honey. Just sucked me right in, hungry little asshole. Since you had that plug in this whole time, two should be easy, right? Two. Two fingers in your hot and horny little ass. Ha! Ah! Ah! Tell me, baby. Is this the first time you put that plug in for daddy, or had you done it before? When you were teasing me, was it filling you up? Making yourself as horny as you were making me? Sometimes when we hung out, it seemed like you were squirming in your seat. Rubbing your thighs together, wiggling your little ass in the seat. Sometimes it seemed like you were biting your lip. Was that because of something in this slick, tight hole? Was it because you wish it was my fingers instead? Maybe even three of my fingers? Oh, yes, there you go. Take them. Take all three fingers in your ass. That's my good girl. You about ready to come for me now, aren't you, baby? Well, don't! Daddy gets to come first. You've been playing with me for months, edging me for months with your eyes and your smiles and your everything else. No more games. Now you're going to eat me.
Yeah, sure. You can make a suggestion. What is it?
You want me to sit on your face? Oh, wow. Oh, mama, this day just keeps getting better and better. Of course I want to sit on your pretty face, honey. You didn't even have to ask. Lie down. Let me get situated. There we go. You feel how hot and wet she already is? You did that, you naughty girl. And now you're going to make it right. Ha! Huh. Oh, fuck. This clearly isn't your first rodeo. Gonna ride your face like I'm trying to set a record. Fuck. Oh. I'm not gonna last long, though. Oh, keep going. Right there. Right fucking there. Hold on to my hips. Yeah, hold on to my hips, baby. Daddy doesn't want to fall off this couch. Just hold me here. Hold me in place no matter how much I... Shake. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Eat my cum. Yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. Get it. Yeah. Oh, wow. God, that was good. That was... I'd say it was almost worth the wait. Now, it's your turn. Daddy's gonna suck your girl cock now. God, it's so big and hard. Is that pre-cum for me? Thank you, baby. Delicious. Well, you're getting tired of me looking and teasing you, aren't you? I know what you want. Daddy knows what her good girl wants. Yeah, I thought so. Love the way you moan when your girl cock is in my mouth. Yeah, keep moaning for me, baby. Keep feeding me that dick. Oh, yeah, I can tell you're almost there. You let me know when you're about to spurt, because you ain't doing it in my mouth. That's what you're... gorgeous tummy is for. Oh yeah, paint that tubby, baby. Shit, you even got some on your tits, like a fucking hose. God. You're beautiful when you come. Let's get you cleaned off. Oh, here's some tissues. Now, I gave you what was objectively a pretty great blowjob, so you better come cuddle me. That's a thing that happened. I liked it. 10 out of 10, would highly recommend. How about you? Did you like it? Thanks. Was I mean enough for you, or was I too mean? You want me to be meaner. Okay. That's something for next time. There'll be a next time, right? I mean, I want there to be a next time. I want to be with you. Like, be with you, if you want to be with me. You do. Oh, great. That's so great. Yeah, let's go steady. You're going to look very pretty on my arm at the ice cream social. So, look, I don't want to ruin the moment. I want this. I want this so bad, and I've wanted it for so long, and I am so happy, so giddy, that I am actually holding you in my arms. But if you wanted me to, why did you wait? Why couldn't you talk to me? You talk to everybody else. You're so comfortable around people, and I'm not. It was so hard for me to do this, and it would have been easy for you to make a move. I mean, were you not sure? You really hurt me. Again, we're here now. We're cuddling. You're fucking glowing, and I don't want to ruin this, but I also kind of want to talk about it so that it doesn't keep eating at me. Yeah. I'll give you the chance to talk already. You were scared? You were scared of me. You were scared that I'd say no. I mean, I practically wore a sign begging you to kiss me, but I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, I guess I get it. I mean, when I came over here to talk to you, I was scared you would say no. Scared that I would screw things up between us, and then not only would we not be together, we wouldn't hang out. It's hard for me to imagine you being as scared as I am, wanting me as much as I wanted you, but I'm looking into your eyes, and generally, I am the most oblivious girl in the world, but I can see it. I can see it's true. You fell for me hard, didn't you? As hard as I fell for you. Okay, but I can't believe that I, of all people, am going to be the one that say this, but you gotta talk to me, okay? Look, so you've been my girlfriend for a solid, 2 minutes now, so you don't know what the score is yet, but the fundamental thing you need to understand about me is I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy emotionally. I want you to be I want you to be happy sexually. I want to give you things that you want, things that'll make you happy, but you gotta tell me what they are. You're not gonna weird me out, okay? I mean, I've had 3 fingers knuckles deep in your rectum while you whimpered like a cat in heat. So anything you have to say after that, I'm not gonna think less of you. Just like you won't think any less of me. I want me to be happy too, you know? And yeah, so I need to talk to you. And look, that's something I got to work on myself, and I know that, but we can do that together. What do I want? Oh, honey, I got what I want, but maybe next time you can be daddy? Yeah?